on the next episode of What's Going On with Earl Ingram, From Pain to Purpose. That's the story of WellPoint, located in Milwaukee. We sit down with five incredible members of WellPoint, a center helping kids through the foster system. Each of them has lived through challenges, setbacks, and struggles. But instead of letting the bad define them, they turned it into something powerful. Now they're using their experiences to guide and uplift the next generation. Don't miss it, airing this week on all streaming platforms. Follow us on civicmedia.us or wherever you follow your podcast. And remember to please like and subscribe so you never miss your favorite episode.
What's going on with Earl Ingram? You know, it's always an excitement when I have an opportunity to come before you, the listening audience, and bring what I call very interesting topics. This one in particular is one of my favorites, with young people aging out of foster care. Their stories are very vast. These are very exceptionally brilliant young people. And so we want you to get a part of who they are, these young people who are going to be successful, but their goal is to make sure that others like them are successful. We want to begin with... Hello, Aisha. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I think I saw you a couple times before, and we had some conversations and didn't really get to drill down and have a real one-on-one conversation with you, but tell us a little bit about Aisha.
Well, I'm 21. Do security. I'm a pretty, like, chill person. I tend to work a lot trying to get my future started and succeed with my goals and what I have planned. I want to open up a treatment facility for young youth, so I'm in school for that. Other than that, it's just a pretty set schedule for me, work, school, business.
So tell us a little bit about your life. You didn't come into the world at 21.
I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I moved out of Milwaukee at the age of 3 to Madison, Wisconsin. From there, around age 5, I lived with my mom and my siblings. It was a household of 8, including me. There was 2 boys and 6 girls, including me, so a pretty small household in a 1-bedroom. Wow. Very chaotic, but around the age of 5, I headed off into the foster system, moving around a lot between multiple foster homes, starting my foster care journey there, as far as moving from Stoughton, Janesville, Oconomowoc, all over, honestly. I've been, Memphis, Indiana, Georgia, and I've had a long journey in that sense of matter, as far as just treatment facilities, group homes, and things of that nature.
So you had 7 siblings. That any of them go, were you with any of them in the same homes, or were you always all separated?
In the beginning, there was 4 of us together. Didn't really branch out from the start like that. As far as my youngest sister, she was moved to her own home. I ended up moving with one of my older sisters. As far as in foster homes, we tend to follow the same steps in the same homes, same foster parent. My other sister at the moment, she was older, sort of dealt with her own issues, so she went her separate ways in that nature. I tend to move with just one sister, honestly. My sister Ivy, we just went with the same home, same foster parents, until I got a little older and started moving to different homes myself.
I mean, that's just an amazing and kind of heartbreaking story, that you traveled across the country, different foster. What impact did that have on you as a person, as a young child, right? Give us a little background on what that meant.
For me, I mean, as an adult, looking back on it, because the mindset I had then, I didn't really understand it. I just moved off my emotions and behavioral issues. Honestly, it was traumatizing. It was really traumatizing. It put me in a predicament, in a place to have trust issues as an adult, not be able to have a little attachment issues, being that I moved as much as I did, didn't get to stay in a stable place. But I feel like it built me stronger. It made me who I am today. I honestly, if I could go back, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I would do it again, because I wouldn't be the person I was today if I didn't go through what I went through. It was a lot of different changes, environments, people. But I got to see the world from a different point of view. And now that I'm here today, looking back on it, it was, once again, just a traumatizing experience, honestly. But it really made me who I am today, the person, the kind, sweet, big-hearted person I am today.
You know, you graduated, you got through school, and you are a very strong and perceptive young lady. You see the world probably a lot better than most 21-year-olds, right? Who they would say come from a stable background.
Honestly, growing up, it was pretty hard for me. Honestly, through everything I've been through, I feel like most people, had they been through what I've been through, would have every reason to have given up. And it took me, honestly, to go through. It was a talk my sister had with me when I was a teenager. As far as just growing up, she sort of lived the same life as me, treatment facilities, moving around. And just the talk she had with me, although I didn't listen to it then, it carried with me. And just talks in general with adults that had those conversations with me, you got to grow up at some point. You can't hold on to your past. You can't hold on to the hurt and let that define who you are as a person. And for me, I feel like it took a traumatic incident to build me to the person I am today and move forward as the person I am today. And I just feel like once again, you can't let what you've been through dictate who you are as a person. And
so what role did counseling play in your stability? Because I'm sure you went through a lot of counseling.
I would say it helped. It didn't really help. It wasn't really a help. I feel like the system trains a lot of therapists and counselors to do the same thing, same treatment. So I did do counseling a lot, moved through a lot of people, but it was always the same treatment plan, same things. I seen nothing different. It took for actually a certain adult to come into my life to show me and actually approach counseling in a different way. And although she wasn't a counselor, she was she just opened my mind to a different view on the world. She went through what I went through and just showed me you can make it out as far as that.
So how important is it that someone who experienced kind of like the same thing you did, how important is it to have somebody who experienced the same thing as a person that you could sit down and have that conversation with?
It's very important. It shows that, because once again, as a young child, I would have never thought I'd be where I am today. I would have never thought I'd have a job, have my own place, have the goals and plans I have for the future, and even be succeeding in moving step closer to those goals. And so having someone who's been through what you've been through, it just shows you can make it out. Because in those times, it's pretty dark, and you're a child, and you're still growing, and you don't really think you can, it's going anywhere. You know, there's a lot of dark trauma that goes within your own mindset, and not everyone is there, like, helping you as you should. And a lot of adults at that time when I was younger in my life didn't really go through what I went through. So they were just based off what they think this should be, or what they feel like, how they feel like they should handle this, or how they feel like going through the treatments and the licenses and what they told them to do. They didn't really go based off what I feel. You can put yourself in my shoes. So I feel like it really helped me. Like, it literally changed me.
So tell me about the importance of the youth council and the role it's played.
I want to say it plays a big role for me. At first, I wasn't really serious with it. It took a couple times and took to start talking more and actually getting to know the other youth in it. And it plays a very big role. And it's actually, for me, I didn't realize until I started actually opening up outside of the youth council to other people and speaking and telling my story more and explaining, like, hey, you know, although I went through this, you know, I don't want you to feel pity for me. I don't want you to feel sorry, but I made something out of it. I came out of it and made something out of my story. And I want to, like, reach out to a lot of other kids, because once again, as a kid, you don't feel like you can make it this far. You don't feel like there's anything coming out of it. And so for us being kids that all been through our different stories but been through similar things, it shows that we are this support system for youth in the youth council.
Aisha, it is a privilege and an honor to have an opportunity to sit down with you. Your strength, I can feel through every word that you spoke. And, you know, so what did you say you want to do with your life?
I want to open up a treatment facility for kids in the foster system along with a group home. I want to go around the world and actually tell my story and make it something and actually spread the word, because I feel like my story is very powerful when I started to actually accept it and own it. And so I feel like I want to lead in effect of the matter of making group homes and treatment facilities and making them better than what I went through.
So, you know, we're going to help you tell the story. This is just the beginning. So thank you very much, and we'll talk the next time.
Thank you.
All right. That's Aisha. Hey, Angel. It's good to see you again.
Hi. It's nice to see you as well.
Did you get a chance to hear the first segment?
I did. It made me smile, actually. I was in my bed, and I was doing homework, and then Miss Christine sent it to me, and I just started smiling before I even heard it. So just hearing it made me smile more.
You know, you young people, we got to get your stories out. We really have to get your stories out, because for every young person like the ones we've just interviewed here at Well Point, there are many young people who are lost, who feel alone, who feel overwhelmed, who feel like there's no chance for them and that there's no future for them. But you young people are the ones who will be able to give them the inspiration necessary. You don't realize just how important your stories are, and especially once we get them out, the people whose lives are going to change.
Yes, that's one reason why every day I try to live with, like, a notion of, like, believing every day, like, the smile that I give and, like, kind of a piece of a story that I tell, at least to my patients or just somebody around me, give some positivity, and then to let people know, like, to raise awareness around me. Like, there's a lot of awareness that needs to be made within my generation and then older generation as well. So, yeah.
So do you think if you hadn't gone through what you have thus far in your life, that you would be in a occupation like becoming a nurse?
Correct. I think that's, yes. Because honestly, before being a nurse, I was going to school to be a district attorney. So I was studying political science with a minor in criminal justice. But through my life circumstances, it showed me, like, I want to be working with mental health. I want to be able to understand people. I want to understand, like, when you go through things and why do you go through things? Because I was that person that faced depression and anxiety, and I didn't have the people that I needed there at the moment to help me treat that the right way. I had to, like, build that support around me to treat that. So, honestly, I think, like, the circumstances that I've been through built the person that I am today. Yes, I don't think that if I, well, I personally think that if I did not go through the things that I went through, I don't think that I will be who I am today.
You know, it's just so many young people who can't make it through these. The situations that you guys have gone through have crushed them and shaped their lives, and they haven't been able to overcome the circumstances that they're involved, they can't see tomorrow because yesterday has been so terrible. That's why it's so important that we get your stories out, and that what we're doing with the podcast series and eventually with you guys doing your own podcast will have so much value to so many people that we don't see, but who get a chance to hear this. You guys really are the savior for so many young people who are willing to give up and think that nobody cares for them. You can do it. You can overcome some of these things.
Yes, my goal, like within the future, is to it's similar to IAsia's goal, but mine's is to open up a group home, and one side for boys, one side for girls, but to specifically have people that work with them and to have people that care for them, like people around them that genuinely care for their mental health, genuinely care for their education, genuinely care for their needs. Like, I remember just staying in a group home for 2 weeks. It only took 2 weeks for me to figure out, the foster care system is not good. It's just broken. Just staying there, just watching a pregnant girl. I think she was only, 16, 17 at the time. Pregnant, big pregnant. Another girl, 19, two kids. Another girl in there, she with sex traffic. It was just the stories that I heard, and then also going through my own experiences. I kept thinking to myself, my story don't outbeat their story, or we really need help. So going through those experiences opened my eyes to I want to make a change within our community. I want to build a change, and I want to build something that could save lives instead of taking them.
Well, Angel, it's Angel is the right name for you because you represent that. You represent hope to people who need hope, and your story is going to manifest itself amongst many other young people and young ladies. The more people who can hear your story, the more they can realize, hey, Angel did it, I can do it.
Yes, that's what I pray for. Don't ever keep your head down. Just know to always keep going, and to know the circumstances that you are in, it don't make you. Don't let it ever break you. You make who you are at the end of the day.
Angel, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Have a good one.
You as well.
Thank you.